Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay? This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in a dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to another Power Hour podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Show is sponsored by equityfeed.com. If you're looking for a platform that has all the data you need, you're looking for a 14-day free trial, I strongly recommend you check out equityfeed.com. They have everything from the best charting, the best level 2 basket trading. If you trade with TD Ameritrade or Interactive Brokers or Lightspeed, you can connect their platform with your brokerage account. You can trade right from equityfeed.com. All right, let's get into the podcast. So the podcast today is pretty much taking your trading and business to the next level. Before we get into that, let's go over what the market is doing today, shall we? I did not get to trade today whatsoever. I'm extremely upset about that, but I was really busy today. It happens. I was been under the weather for the last few days, and I was really busy today, but maybe tomorrow, maybe by Friday. If I don't trade at all, that's okay. I've been making killing gains the last few weeks. If I miss a week, it's okay. It's not going to take me off my goal and my mark for the month. I'm pretty much already at the month mark when the month started. So if I miss a week, it's okay. I know years ago, it used to freak me out if I couldn't trade for the whole week. But now it's like, it's understandable. But as long as my students are making money, I'm happy. Because then again, it's all about you guys now. Just saying. So what is the market doing today? Well, I can tell you this. My plays are off the wall. When I tell you I got killer plays, I got killer plays. So I told you, if you want to check out my watch list video, all you got to do is go over to my my Twitter account, and you can pretty much find my tweets, which is Hedge to Trade. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, which is just my name, Michael Hall. You can find me. And, yeah. So, SZYM opened up at 394. It ran all the way up to 429. The day low was 384. The previous close was 395. Right now it's at 418. It's on extremely above average volume. The reason why it's going high, because I guess J.P. Morgan is about to do something. I see a lot of the J.P. Morgan in it. So maybe J.P. Morgan is going to finance. About that, guys, I lost connection. Quick news, quick update. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm leaving Frontier. I'm actually a proud member of Comcast Business Class now. My installation, I got my welcome email last night, and I guess next week they're going to be coming and going to be setting it up sometime. I believe it's 7 days from now. They're going to be coming and setting it up, so I'm pretty pumped up about that. I'm getting 250 MPUs. That pretty much means I'm not going to drop shit anymore. It's just going to be floating. Now, back to the plays I was talking about. So pretty much SZYM was off the charts today. 394 open, high of 429. You can't make money with that. You're doing something wrong, you know? Let's go to the next one. Next play was what I've been talking about for a while, which is the AMCN. That just went off the charts as well. When I say I have killer plays, I got killer plays. I am an unbelievable stock. Just saying. Right now, this is 389. It just took off from 389. Crazy above average volume. The thing is going ham. Right now it's at 450. The high was 469. The low was 389, which is the open. It just took off from that. Strong chart. The chart is bananas. They're pretty much your typical, got a lot of, got a catalyst. They're upgrading this. Reason why it's going ham today. It's flagging. Everything's awesome about this. Is it overbought? Maybe. It probably could be in a, because the volume is not that big. Alright, guys. I'm back again. This is the second time I lost connection. It's so unprofessional. I'm sorry, guys. You guys don't know. I'm using my, my internet's from Frontier. It's freaking terrible. Some shows are smooth. Some shows are sucking. This one's sucking. Sorry about that, guys. So, talking about, AMC and how it went from 389 up to 469. Is it overbought? Yes. Would I recommend buying this again? It depends. It's going to pull back. But is it going to be a strong pullback where it bounces up? Because it's not like, it's above average volume. But it's not like, fuck you volume. You know what I mean? It's not like volume for days. Like VLTC or a GBSN where it just keeps going and going because there's so much liquidity. It's very small liquidity the way you think about it. It's only 3 million plus shares. And the average volume is over a million plus shares. So, I don't know if it's going to drop and bounce or what, because the liquidity, you know, the last couple of days has been going. But it's really running out of volume the way you think about it. Yesterday's volume was bigger than today's. So, is this going to keep going? Because is more volume going to show up? But it's definitely worth keeping on your watch list, guys. I see if this drops 10 cents, 15 cents. Do I automatically say go buy in? I don't know. The volume ain't really there yet. But it's breaking out in light volume. So it could be up for an unbelievable catastrophic cattle pulled the wrong way. This can go straight up flatline really quick. It is above average volume. I love that. But it's going up so high in light value. You figured this went all the way up to 469. You figured it would be over 10 million shares traded by now, but it's not. Why is that? Catalyst upgraded this substantially. It's been upgraded by every single research place out there. But it only has 3 million plus shares traded, which is only 2 million above the average. Actually, only 1.5 million above the average if you factor the whole price. But it's still crazy money to be making right now. I'm just saying. By the way, that was on my watch list for viewers who don't know who I am. You gotta check my story out. Headsheettrading.com. Email me. daytradingbulls@gmail.com. I'm just saying. It was on the watch list. So I'm not one of those guys who learned stuff after the fact or already ran. I told you last night. Just saying. Yeah, let's go to the next one.
Called me
59
days in a row.
I'm telling you. BLFS. That was another one on the watch list. We'll see how it did today. Okay. This one opened up at 243. It's a 263. Nice gain right there. And above average volume, too. Around 8,000. Around 800,000 plus shares traded. Looking me. Okay, there we go. So, you know, it's still money to make right there. People would say, like, well, it's only 20 cents, bro. Well, 20 cents is better than nothing, right? See, I talk about rural Wall Street. The guys like us, the guys who actually put money into the market, and not just hold money into the market. There's a difference. We'll get to that, though. So let's keep it going on. Pretty much went to the plays for today. So that was on my watch list. The last one at least was CCCL. So many freaking C's, man. You gotta change their symbol. Jesus Christ. It's a China company. What do you expect? I do like those eclipses, though. I'm actually big on that. Alright, here's another one. the volume are quite nice there, but they're starting to spike, which means a run is about to happen. I'm trying to find plays before they run now so I can get out really quick. I can make crazy amounts of money. So 136 and 142, that's not really a big deal. But the big deal is, it's above average. So we could possibly see a stronger pullback than this takes off. Right? So look, those are the plays for today. I'll make another watch list video for tonight. Now let's see what's moving right now before we get into the rest of the show. Another one that I love, which is CLSN. That's up 19%. Really good volume. I definitely recommend that company. It's a good buy. Find the price you guys want and buy in. I recommend it. VGGL is up bananas right now. Up 48%. Close to 50%. 48.98. They're in my price range. I'll probably be looking to trade that tomorrow. Because I like when stocks run, they pull back, and then they pretty much pop. I pretty much get that little 10, the 25 cent move. I take that all day. I don't have to have the 50 to 60 cent move. Those days are gone. I don't have enough balls to hold that long. Right? I look for stocks that run, and they drop, and then they pop. It's an easy, simple formula that I use as strategy, and it works every time. BIOD, which is on the watch list, I think, beginning before I got sick. I never got the trade, but I recommend this one, too. It's up 99% today. I recommend it when it was, like, way below the price it was at. Because of the low ones. Now it's starting to move above. It's above 110 now. So, right now it's above resistance. It could possibly move to, like, probably maybe 115, 125. Somebody's texting me. Nobody knows to stop texting me during my show. Oh, Twitter. Oh, boy. Sarcasm only. What the fuck? Oh, I have a new follower. Sarcasm only. I assume that is a bot that's going to bash me. That's what I assume. That'd be on the delete list. Energy. I'm an oil freak. Rex. R-E-X-X. Recommend it. E-X-X-I. Recommend it. All right, EXEL, it's the other goodbye. TVIX, 124, I wouldn't buy it. When it hits 135, look for 140. When it hits 140, buy at 140. Just sell at 150 all day. Those are just parameters to look at. I hope every day is going well. Hey, he's back from vacation, my man. Yes. My dude, I know you've been on vacation, man. I've been extremely sick, man. I texted you, I think, a couple days ago, Kelly, but I've been so out of it. If you responded, I didn't respond back. I'm sorry. I got a lot of calls I'm going to get back to. And emails I got to respond back to and stuff. I've just been so out of it, man. But anyway, thank you for coming back, man. So, later on, man, let me know how the book's going. I got some more information for you, too. But enjoy your vacation. And I'm sure it's part work, part vacation, because, you know, you got a whole CSA spy type thing going on. But, you know. So, you're probably wondering, how do I start a business with really, literally, pretty much no money? Quite frankly, it's not that hard. All you need is determination. Knowledge and determination. See, it's not that hard at all. Well, it depends on business you're going into. If you're going into, like, sales, it's not that hard. You're pretty much just being a consultant. I have the knowledge, take your business to the next level. Because after my small little stint on Wall Street, how I became huge and I lost everything and had to start over. I started a sports store that I sold jerseys and hats and hip-hop wear. And it went very, very well until that stuff kind of faded out. It was really a fad. It was a fad for maybe 3 years. And I got much money as possible I could in those 3 years. Then it all went away because the people who wore that stuff stopped wearing it. We're not wearing that stuff anymore. We're going to wear more couture type stuff. They went through the whole Gucci Prada thing. And that kind of business faded out where you pretty much know if you go to any inner city mall, it was filled with sporting stores, like small guys like me who had like jersey stores, who had jerseys, hats, and hip hop stuff. All those things went out of business because the trend changed. So if you don't adapt, you're going to perish. Was my business a failure? No. I just didn't change it because I didn't want to sell Prada and Gucci. I just wanted to sell what I was selling because it was easy. But starting a business, how do I do it? Well, if you have the knowledge of what you're doing, if you're a consultant, say you're selling something. Say you're a stock guy, you're a trader, and you want to start a consulting business where you teach your strategy, and you teach traders how to trade, and you teach experienced traders how to get more out of the market, and you teach risk management. So you're a consultant. You have your services that you offer. So what do you need? Well, furthermore, you have to know how the market works, right? You have to pretty much be sharp as a tack, know what you're talking about, sound intelligent, able to get your message out there, and pretty much take that message and take it to the next level, where you're allowed to lead as an example, get the people you're talking to understand what you're talking about, and get them to do it exactly how you want to do it. That's in a consultant. Do you need a lot of capital to do this? No. But if you're an entrepreneur and you want to make it to a business and you have very little or no income, you can do it. All you need, furthermore, is a website. And able to run social media. And able to think outside the box. Creativity. Think of a business model. You're in sales. You pretty much have your sales room. You got a call room, if you will, where you rent a small little call room. And you hire passionate people who are just like you, who believe in something just like you, and you give them part of the business. Or you give them a percentage of the business. Hey guys, we're all coming together. We're all in the same boat. We all believe the same thing. We all love the same thing. Let's all get a share of the business. Let's just knock this out of the park. Let's just take it and do it. Well, now they're believing in what you're believing in. They're ready to go to work for you. And you're ready to go work with them because you're all working on the same common goal. You're all in the same business now. Now you all own a piece of it. So you're all partners. Well, that's out of the fact. Now you don't have to worry about wages because you don't have to pay them because they own it. They own the same thing you own. So now you got to worry about is how do we make the money come in? That's the second point. Well, what are you selling? Are you selling services? Are you selling mortgages? Or what are you selling? That's what you're going to come up. Pretty much point. Are you selling vacuum cleaners? Stuff like that. Because, of course, you're not selling stocks. Because you have to do the whole security exchange, you know, paperwork, you need all that hoopla crap. So you need all that. But you could sell it stock trading services where you offer pretty much what I do, where I offer my knowledge and my expertise and my experience while you're learning my strategy. So you're doing that. So how do I get people to come into my business? Get them to join where I can teach them. Well, you have to market your business out there. Well, that's really good, but how do I find people? Well, you go on social media. You get a Twitter account, which is free. You get a LinkedIn account, which is free. You get a Facebook account, which is free, a YouTube channel, and you just write blogs. You don't have to be the one who writes it. Somebody can write it for you, if you will. Something creative, but the person who's writing it has to be passionate about what you do. Because if they're not passionate, they're not going to really put their love and tender into it. They're just going to write something up. Okay, here it is. Put it out there. You have to believe in what you're saying. And they want to do it because they love it too. You're building a team. You're building a team of passionate people just like you. That's how you build a small business. A team of passionate people. No man can run a business on his own. You have to have a team. Without a team, a business will crumble. Trust me, guys. I've been there. I know. You have to have a really small team of passionate people just like you. And you don't want nobody on your team that's worried about money. If you're worried about money, the business is not going to grow. See, this day and age, everybody wants something for nothing. Why should I give you money if the business is not making you money? That's the main focus. You gotta say, how come the business is not making money? That's good. Now we're negotiating. We gotta figure out why the business is not making any money. Once you figure that out and we come up with a plan how it's going to make money, then we can talk about how much we're going to get paid. That's business. And I've been an entrepreneur since I graduated high school. I'm always wanted to do something on my own. I never wanted to work for anybody. I'm really good at sales. I'm good at closing. There's a difference of being a good salesman. Then you got your closers. You know how to close the deal. And that's what I do. So you build your team of very passionate people, just like you. Then you got your concept. You have your focal business, what you're doing. For this example, we're selling a training service of a training strategy. You have that. Then you got to do the whole marketing plan. We're going to be on Twitter. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going to be on Seeking Alpha. We're going to put articles out there into the media that we're going to distribute everywhere. The articles are going to be picked up by major media sources. Then people are going to find who you are. And, of course, you're going to have good stocks to trade. Then people are really going to find you. They're going to start to follow you on Twitter. They're going to start to follow you on StockTwits. They're going to join all your social media. Then LinkedIn, then that's going to take off where big people who are going to start to follow you on there. Then they're going to start to follow you on Twitter. And I'm talking people who like work at TheStreet.com, who work at CNBC. And, of course, they're not going to talk to you, but they're going to look at your tweets. And they're going to see the stocks you're talking about. And if they see a pattern, they see your calls are really, really good stuff, then your phone's going to be ringing off the hook for interviews. I'm not saying interviews for jobs. I mean interviews to be in magazines. To be in the CEO magazine, which I've been in that. Or the Wall Street Journal's going to call for ask you for the interview for an article where they want your opinion on some matter, which I was in that also. I was somebody from the Wall Street Journal wanted my opinion on the stock promoter, also penny stocks. They wanted my review on that. You just gotta put yourself out there. That's all you have to do, and then the money will come. People who will believe in what you do will join. Because they want the same thing you want in life. Then you just guide them. That's just the start making of a small business. They can go further into that. But that's just the start of it. Now let's talk about trading. How do I take my trading to the next level? Well, if you're a brand new trader, I welcome you. I welcome you to Headsheet Trading. And further more than that, I'm happy you're willing to take your life to the next level where you're looking to trade. You're not looking to work at some terrible job. You're ready just to take control of your life and say, fuck you, job. I want money. I want to work for myself. I commend you. I'm going to give you a clap. It's a clap, right? So, how do I take my training to the next level? Well, it's very easy, really. All you gotta do is need money. That's number one. And the knowledge, that's number two. Number three, the will, the desire, and determination to do it. All those things right there. So, how do I get the money? Well, that's every what you do, you need money, right? You put your money up, and now how do I get the knowledge? Well, that's what I'm going to show you. That's where I come in. You need to build a strong watch list every night. Well, I mean, you add stocks to your watch list every single night. Your watch list becomes your Bible. That's the main key. Building a strong watch list. Instead of using a stock screener where it just shows you the whole market itself, your watch list becomes your screener, where you literally build a strong watch list over millions and millions of stocks. Because it's your Bible. Every stock you're looking at, you put into your watch list. All now, how do I put the right stocks in my watch list? Well, that goes down to what price range of stocks I want to trade at, what liquidity they're trading at as volume-wise, what's your average above volume, what sectors do you trade in. Sectors that I follow the energy sector and the biofarm sector, and then any stock that actually just moves. That's once in a while, I have a stock in there that goes bananas. I want that stock. Anybody who tells you to diversify, excuse me, is a fucking idiot. I put it out there. I'll say it again. If anybody who tells you gotta diversify, you're a fucking idiot. None of us here have millions and billions and billions of dollars. We don't. Are we close to it? Some of us probably are. But are all of us here? No. In order to diversify, you have to be like Warren Buffett. And none of us here are Warren Buffett. That dude got like more money than anybody. That dude has got like boatloads of money. He can die now, and his family that's left over still won't outlive his money. It's money that goes for days. It's just crazy. I wish I was born in that time, too, when Coke was, like, $2. I'm just saying. Now it's, like, 90. Just figure a couple thousand shares. It's a couple thousand bucks times that by 90. That's where you're at now. Millions. Just saying. Diversify. We don't have the capital for that. So we're traders. We're not investors. See, that's what people don't understand. Where a trader is looking to make money. An investor is looking to grow money. That's the difference. You invest. When you're investing, you already have money. You already have like boats and boats load of money. You're looking to grow it. Yes. Yes, Kevin. Yes. That's very true. And that's quoted by Warren Buffett. Yes, that's awesome. Well, listen to what I'm talking right now. I've had somebody just mention me on Facebook. Really, I'm sorry, man. The internet, I know, man. It's getting updated. I'll be on Comcast in a couple days, and it's gonna be flying, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm on this frontier. Frontier is terrible, bro. But anyway, like I was saying. Diversification. It's not for us. So we're traders. We're looking to buy high and sell higher. For example, one of my students today bought a stock. All right, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry about that again. Freaking Frontier, you suck. I'm going to Comcast. Can't wait till it's installed. But like I was saying, one of my students today bought PWE at 159, and he sold it in the 250 range. Now, is that a big move? Hell yes. Huge move. Extremely proud of him. I'm sorry. He bought around 239 and he sold it in the 250 range. That's huge. That's a nice gain right there. But as you can see, when you're a trader, you're looking to buy high and sell higher. You're looking to buy into the trend. What I'm going to teach you is to understand what the trend is, how to build a watch list of great stocks. What's the core trading rules and examples? You can learn all this over at Head Street Trading. HeadStreetTrading.com. So, I love what I do. I love teaching. I love this system. It works, guys. Just look at the last plays I had over the last week and a half. You can see there's money to be made. Lots of money to be made. And Hedgey Trading is going over a makeover where I'm getting a brand new logo, brand new business model, and business plan. Brand new site, more interactive. It's going to be unbelievable. And the thing about day trading is, or even like swing trading, there's always the next day. There's always that next day to trade. Even everybody's not going to make money every single day. Some days you don't even trade. Some days you lose. That's fine. You could lose. If anybody tells you they don't lose, well, they're lying. You're going to lose. That's how you become a better trader when you do lose. You learn not to make the same mistakes over and over again. It happens. I've been there. I lost a lot. And I lost a little. A month and a half ago, I lost, what was it, 21 Gs on TVIX, and I came back strong, and I made double that. This is the way it is. That's how the market works. Sometimes you make a lot, and sometimes you don't make any. The reason I lost so much is because I broke my number one rule, never average down. And I averaged down a lot. Because I got so used to the market being so sloppy where TVIX was going massive runs. But the market became so strong. We've been in such a bull pattern the last 2 months that the stocks has been dumped and dumped and dumped on. Where on 120 now. When I was trading this, it was around, figure this. It was trading in the $2 range when I was trading. And now it's in like a 120. So, as you can see, I'm happy I sold at the price I sold at, but it happens. So, always use a stop loss. Never average down. And when you make money, always, as soon as you sell a stock, just walk away. Don't look at the price where it's at because it could be higher. That happens. But I'm taking a quick break, guys. I'll be right back. Hey guys, how you doing? I had some company just come over, so I'm going to have to end the show here. I'm sorry about that, guys, but I'll be on in a couple minutes. You're a part of my trading community. I'll be talking to you. As always, let the trading gods be with you. Peace.